Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have this on the line. From the eastern half of the United States, Joan Vian, a world traveler, a person who's been to so many of the international conferences, to bring us back the information that is what goes on when the elite, the people who rule the world, the people of great and fabulous wealth, get together to decide our futures. Joan, thank you so much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, always my pleasure.
Okay, well, let's get a little bit into the background of as you see things unfolding today. You know, certainly we know that these people have one goal in mind, and that is to create a world order under their control. And, of course, they're progressively moving us in that direction, moving the rest of the world in that direction, using international treaties like the World Trade Organization, the NAFTA, and very soon in Europe, the European Union. Here in the United States, the free trade zone of the Americas and the free trade zone of the Central America. How are they doing? It certainly appears that everything is in place for them to consolidate their control. All they have to do is keep us diverted, watching what's happening over in the Middle East, where the president's already said we're never going to win the war there. We're never going to win this war against terrorism. So why don't we maybe start thinking about doing something different instead of sending our boys over to die when we're never going to win the war?
Well, that's you've painted a big, broad picture, and now you hand it to me. Well, in my opinion, my humble opinion, we are in deep doo-doo. That's the best that I can offer. You are absolutely correct. You have studied this for a lot longer than I. I have, in the last 10 years, covered 64 global meetings, a very vast, broad array, concentrating on the economics. There is no doubt that the free trade areas of the Americas, from what I can see, is right on target. They are looking to have it completed by 2005, 2006. That's not so far away. The big concern among those people running for governor or senator in the state of Florida and Texas and Georgia is getting the free trade areas of the Americas secretariat. And so nobody is opposing the fact that America is being put into the same kind of economic zone like the European Union, where we will be one with Canada and Mexico and, as you mentioned, of course, Central and South America. Nobody is disputing that. They're all concerned about all the jobs that will come their way if their state gets the secretariat for the free trade areas of the Americas, which would be equal to the European Union Parliament.
But, of course, we see what's happening over in Europe is the living standards of the people over there are beginning to fall. And in Germany now, the people, instead of having a 35-hour work week, they're having a 40-hour work week, and no increase in salary. And they're beginning to lose their health benefits over there. And this is just the beginning, because, of course, you have to have equality. And now that they have all the Eastern European countries where the people live in abject poverty, averaging about $50 to $60 a month income, they're going to have equality there very soon. And that's really what's going to happen here as we unite. The Western Hemisphere will raise our living standards to that of the Bolivian peasant, who probably makes $50 a month. Could it happen? It looks to me like it's well on its way, and when we get back, we'll, of course, get Joan Vian's impression of really what's going on behind the scenes and how our future is being planned by these people of great wealth. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Joan Vian, who's traveled to throughout the world collecting information, going to the meetings where the elite meat to eat. And there are people who really rule the world. Most of them are not elected. They're appointed to these positions. They tie into international finance, international corporations. But they have a plan. They have a different world vision than us common folks. They really believe that they need a ruling elite to rule the world. And so they're using the European Union in Europe, and we've had a number of talks about that. And then here in the United States, NAFTA and CAFTA and Free Trade Area of the Americas, all of this, of course, to raise our living standards to that of the Bolivian peasant. The average American can't believe that the leaders of both political parties would be intent upon destroying the sovereignty and, of course, the financial security of our people. But it sure looks that way, doesn't it, to you, Joan?
It does, and I am very disturbed and distressed by what I see and obviously what I know and what I'm able to put together. When we start taking a look at what has been happening in the world, I am very cognizant of the fact that the full infrastructure, all of the major organizations, all of the committees, all of the philosophy supporting world government has been put in place. And at this point, they are basically looking to now harmonize the different aspects within the various countries so that not only have they been harmonized, or will we or are we harmonized at the international level through the United Nations, through the International Monetary Fund, through the World Health Organization, through the International Criminal Court, through the World Trade Organization, where obviously when we joined and participated, and let me just make mention that without U.S. participation in each of these organizations, since we have the largest voting bloc in the IMF World Bank, and we support the United Nations by paying about 24% of its total budget, even with one vote, let me just say that the structure is in place. And now what I see, especially coming through the Group of Eight, is a harmonization of internal laws and rules and regulations blend and harmonize, if you will, on the state level.
And I think really the frightening thing is that no longer will our state legislatures or even our national legislatures determine our laws and our economic policies. These will all be decided by the international bureaucracy. Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Joan Vian, and we're pointing out that America will no longer be able to, its own destiny. We won't be able to determine whether we want to have farm subsidies or no farm subsidies, because this will all be decided by international bureaucrats. We won't be able to decide what laws we will have, what we will do with our property, how whether we will be able to have dams or... No, this will all be decided by international bureaucrats, and even more frightening is this idea of the International Criminal Court, which we, of course, got everybody in the world into because America said, we're not going to go into this. Our soldiers aren't going to come into this. No way are we going to do it. And then all of a sudden, just like somebody had switched the light on, the president got up and said, oh, shucks, we're going to go into this along with it. And now everybody and all of our soldiers, everybody will come under the control of the International Criminal. People really don't understand that the major driving force behind the move towards world government has always come from America. And, of course, this has been going on since 1640 when a group of people came to America from England. They were Rosicrucians, and their job was to use America to create the Novo Ordo Seclorum, described on the back of the dollar bill, the new secular order, this new world power that would, of course, control everybody, because that's always been the ultimate goal of the secret societies, the ancient secret societies going back to antiquity, Dr. Alexander the Great, who wanted to rule the world, and long even before that. But now it's all coming into being, and not only now, of course, can we have a cashless society. Do we have the technology to have a cashless society? Everybody watched, everybody controlled, and the average American can't imagine that this is already being pushed from America, and yet it's being foisted not only on our own people, but the people of the rest of the world. Would that be a fair statement, Joan?
Absolutely. And you know, Dr. Stan, in order to understand that this is happening and that possibly our government could orchestrate this. It's very important to understand that there are so many people who think, oh no, this could never happen. And, you know, there are so many things that I did not want to believe that, having covered these meetings, I am forced to deal with it absolutely on a direct basis, because without the United States, without our power, this could not happen.
Well, of course, it was very interesting. We had a gentleman from the from England calling us yesterday, and he's part of a group over there that's trying to oppose the European Union, and he was pointing out that this whole movement that created the European Union, beginning back in the 1970s, funded by the Central Intelligence Agency, having its operatives over there, funding the move to unite Europe, just as they're using their agents to fund the move to unite the Western Hemisphere, just as they're using their power to fund the movement to unite all of Asia, either under Japan or under communist China. But you see, this is coordinated, and then of course, as people, we've given up our sovereignty, then they can unite these three areas of the world. That's the long range plan. They've known exactly what they're doing. And of course, America has been the major driving force, along with the help of Great Britain, of course, but the average American has no idea that this is where we're going, and the leaders of both political parties are pressing in that direction, and as they get up and they argue back and forth, pro-life, pro-choice, pro-homosexual, pro-traditional values. You know, the economy is good, the economy is bad, you know, but both of them favor the war in Iraq. Both of them favor globalization. Both of them favor transferring our jobs, our industries, our wealth overseas. But, you know, and the average American really thinks there's a great difference between the two political parties and what's going on, and they don't understand it's all a game. And they're supposed to go to the polls and vote for the candidate, not that they've selected, but that these people of great wealth have selected. And, of course, both of these people are fabulously wealthy. The Bush family certainly is in the hundreds of millions, and certainly the Kerrys are up in the billions or more, you know. And we're supposed to find which of these are going to represent our interests. They both represent the elite who rule the world.
I think that's a very fair statement. Let me just say that as we look around and as we analyze where we are, all the barriers between the nation states are down. The political, the economic, the trade, the legal through the International Criminal Court, the military, the intelligence, all the barriers are down, and we have been tied together through the internet and other electronic means. Now, so the barriers between the countries are down. We now have all of, as you mentioned, the three trilateral spheres being put in place. The European Union is already there. We have the free trade areas of the Americas on its way. I would say it's probably 80 to 90% complete. We have the Asian countries coming together under the ACN agreement, so Asia is coming together. Whenever they talk about the dollar, it is always now being talked and measured against the euro and the yen, so the three currencies. There is movement and there is open discussion about a global currency, about perhaps the day, the dollar, euro, and yen. Isn't that cute? And then now, as many people will be hearing tonight from George Bush, central to his platform to another 4 years will be the value-added tax, sales tax, or some other alternative. And I think it's very important that people understand that most of the world has already been switched to either a sales tax, a national sales tax, or a value-added tax, or a combination of both. And the only two countries not to have a VAT, value-added tax, or a national sales tax, are India and the United States. And so what George Bush started several years ago with his first tax cut really laid the foundation for a 10-year plan to switch the United States from a tax on income to a tax on consumption. Basically, by doing that, they will do a couple things. Number one, they will harmonize the tax laws of all the countries of the world. Number two, it will make it easier to convert to electronic money. Number three, once we are in electronic monetary system, it will be very easy to also have a global tax for all the citizens of the world. And I would also have to say that as I was reviewing Agenda 21 today, and of course I've written a book about sustainable development, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, and the United Nations Global Straitjacket, the bottom line to Agenda 21 is not only changing our consumption patterns, whether it be where we live, through the land, through how we use water, through transfer of wealth to the poor, but also in looking to protect the assets of the world, which of course the big boys believe they own anyway, even if you and I have a little bit of ownership here and there. The bottom line is that a value-added tax is a key way to reduce and change our spending habits and our consumption habits, because under a value-added tax or a national sales tax, while there would be no tax on your income earned, there would be a tax anywhere. Those figures haven't been, a couple different figures have been touted about, and they are 21%, 24%, or 27% on everything you buy, including the haircut, including seeing your tax advisor, including seeing your doctor, or having the electrician and plumber come to your house. So it would be tax on services as well as everything else you purchase, including a home.
And I think one of the frightening thing is, you see, the people of great wealth always have means of not paying their taxes. I mean, because they always put loopholes in all of the tax bills that they get off. The consumption tax means that the 20 or 30% of our population, 20 or 30 million people who are not paying their taxes this time, you know, because they're just not filing income tax, why, they're all going to be brought into this dragnet, and everything they buy, they will have to pay this tax on, which will really discourage our economic system, and as the whole economic system begins to slow down, will impact upon everyone. But that's all right, because they really want to lower our living standards. And if you doubt that, you need to read the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, which is put together by the people of great wealth, the people who rule the world. And you can buy the whole thing at your local bookstore, Global Biodiversity Assessment, put out at Cambridge University Press, or read our summary of that in the Sustainable Development Syllabus. Then they say, if we're going to have all these people in the world, why, we're just going to have to get them all living at the standards of the Eastern European. Now, that's Eastern European people make 50 to 60 bucks a month. How would you like to live like that? Why, you say that could never happen here. And I would ask you, why not? First of all, because there are people who want it, and they have the power. And secondly, this country is turned against God. Do you think God is going to be flaunted? Do you think he's going to allow us to continue living the abundant free life when we, of course, turned our back on him? What are your thoughts, Joan?
I couldn't agree more. You know, I think so much, so many times, even if we take Daniel, the book of Daniel, and we look at Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was basically a world ruler, ruling over the largest country at that time, Babylon. And he was used of God to put the children of Israel into bondage in order to show them how far they had moved from God and the hardships caused by that. And so therefore, I don't think it is a remote idea that that could happen here.
Well, I think it's not only could, but I think it's going to happen here. I think all the indications are in. We're in for terrible, terrible problems here. We're in for terrible economic problems as our leaders continue transferring our wealth to other countries. But even more than that, I believe we are going to see violence in America, an increasing tone of violence. And all you need to do is pick up the paper and realize how it's creeping to every aspect of our society, and it is actually being encouraged in many respects by the legal system that we have in encouraging illegal immigration to this country. And who's funding it? Why, the Ford Foundation. With your tax-exempt money. We'll be back in just a moment with Joan Vian, and welcome your calls here at Radio Liberty. A
very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000. 4,000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. Or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Joan Vian, and we're talking about, of course, what's happening economically, what's happening politically, and how this whole vast scheme that has been planned for so many years is coming together. And, you know, as we see, you go down to your local Walmart, go to your hardware store, almost everything there is manufactured overseas. You don't see things manufactured here in the United States because we couldn't afford them. So what they're doing, of course, is now already beginning to lower the living standards for our workers here. They're cutting back on their health benefits. They're cutting back on their overtime. And you just beginning to see this effort to lower the living standards of the people here in the United States. Oh, they're going to complain about it, you know, but of course the other side is just sitting there rubbing their hands together and saying, we got them, and there's nothing they can do because they've become dependent upon our system. And, of course, there's so many people who are expecting to get their corporate pensions. I got news for you. Most of our corporate pensions are grossly underfunded, and when the stock market turns down next year, I believe there are going to be even more problems. And the pension benefit guarantee corporation of the United States government just doesn't have the money to pay off the $500 billion that is going to be owed when all of these pension funds go belly up. So what's going to happen? We're going to impoverish the middle class. That's what it's all about. That's how the game is played. They win, we lose. Joan, before we go on, let's go ahead and get your telephone number out, because Joan is not only a world traveler and writes about what's happening simply from an economic point of view, she also is a financial consultant. I know people who have been with her and have been very pleased. So why don't you put a little plug in for Joan Vian?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. For people who are interested in learning more about the Women's International Media Group, we'd be more than happy to send you a free brochure and catalog talking about what we've done, where we've been, and various materials and newsletters that we write. You can call 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. And yes, it is true. When I'm not running around the world, I do manage money for people, and if people are interested to know more about Vian Financial Services, they can call me at 301-371-0540. I found out something very interesting when I first started covering the global economic level, and that is that I know firsthand many of the trends that are going to happen before they happen. Why? Because I have gone and I have been to where the big boys are meeting.
Well, so, you recently had the opportunity to interview one of the people at this last economic forum over the telephone, didn't you, because you couldn't attend because of some medical problems?
That is correct.
What was that all about?
I was able to interview the key economic advisor. He writes the annual report. He's the key economist for the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland.
That's the central banker's central bank. That's where the real power is over there in Basel. Go ahead.
And as Dr. Stan mentioned, I wasn't feeling well and had to cancel all my plans to go over there, and decided that I would find out if he would be willing to do an interview with me over the phone. And he's a very kind man, and yes, he agreed to do an interview with me. And so we did this interview a week ago, and it was very interesting to find out, when you read the Bank for International Settlements, when you read the Bank for International Settlements, the bottom line is that there's information in that annual report that you can't find anywhere else. And what I found to be of great interest was the fact that when we start taking a look at the rise in property prices. Now, I'm sure everybody listening to my voice knows all about how high real estate has gone.
They call it a bubble.
A bubble. Well, we're going to find out what kind of bubble it is. I believe, and I asked him last year if part of the rise in property wasn't due to the Biological Diversity Treaty and putting people into designated growth areas. And, of course, he said no, he didn't think so in his opinion, but in this year's annual report, they did talk about the fact that many of the reasons for property prices rising did include new zoning laws and low interest rates. Now, most of the property prices have risen, and I believe it is because of those two reasons. The question is, are they going to go down? How much are they going to go down, and when? And we'll talk about that when we come back.
All right, fine. Well, our guest is Joan Vian. We're talking really about what the people who run the world think. If you don't understand, the central banks control our government. The Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank. And, of course, when George Bush first went to Washington, D.C., Greenspan didn't come to see him. He went to see Greenspan. Same thing with Clinton. They really understand who runs the world. But they just don't want the American people to understand.
we have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City and what really happened.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and a few weeks ago, Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Financial contacted us and asked if he could sponsor some of our programs. Well, I looked into the background of the company. They have an excellent reputation, so I think it's a good time to think very seriously about investing in precious metals. Why? Because we have inflation, we have a progressively devalued dollar, and we've lost almost 30-40% of our value of our currency, and we know that people like Warren Buffett are investing overseas. They're not investing in American currencies. Why not give the people at Lear Financial a call at 1-888-302-7111. That's 1-888-302-7111. And ask for their free audio seminar. Again, the number 1-888-302-7111. I think this is an excellent time to consider protecting your assets.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Joan Vian, and she's talking about her conversation with the man, really one of the leaders of the Bank of International Settlements. Now, if you go back and you read what Woodrow Wilson wrote in 1913 in his book, The New Freedom, and we'll send you the pages if you request them, that the book, The New Freedom, and Woodrow Wilson wrote that since I've been in politics, some of the most powerful men in the world have come to me, and they're afraid of something. They're afraid of someone because they know there is a force out there so pervasive, so all-inclusive, so powerful that they best not speak above their breath when they're speaking in condemnation of it. And ladies and gentlemen, when I went through Colonel House's papers back at Yale University in 1980, I came across a letter that Franklin Delano Roosevelt had sent to Colonel House saying, "Well, Colonel, as you and I both know, why a finance group has controlled the government of the United States going back to the time of Andrew Jackson." Now, that letter was written in 1933. And, of course, Andrew Jackson was the president in the 1830s, so it's 100 years. So people in positions of power know what's going on. It's just that the average American has never been educated about what this is really about. It's all about creating a feudal society. We turn to feudalism because America's turned its back on God. This is, of course, what their intent is. And if you doubt that, you need to read Professor Carol Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. On page 324, he tells you the plan of the central bankers who control the world and the governments of the world is to create a feudalistic system, and they meet in secret. page 324. We'll even send you that if you'd like to have it. And understand, they know exactly what's coming on, and they know what the next step of this is going to be, although I don't think that they're going to be talking about the fact that this system cannot go on indefinitely, and when, of course, it goes down, why, the little guy loses, the big guy gets richer. It's a transfer of wealth from the poor to the rich. That's how the system works. And until the American people understand that we have invested in all sorts of material things, turning our back on God, and God is going to get our attention one of these days. Well, what else did you learn from this international, you know, this man of such prominence with the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, the central banker's central bank?
Well, I think it's very interesting that a year ago they decided to switch their accounting system from the gold franc to special drawing rights. And let me explain. Special drawing rights are comprised of a basket of currencies. The currencies are the U.S. dollar, the Swiss franc, the euro, and the United Kingdom, the British pound.
All right.
Okay? And on a daily basis, the SDR is reconfigured according to what's happening with those currencies. Now, I specifically asked him about the switch to the SDR, what it would mean, and basically what was the bank, the Bank for International Settlements, were all central banks going to switch to the SDR since the IMF World Bank is already on the SDR? I mean, what's going on here? And what he basically told me is that, it's only an accounting entry. He said that the bottom line is that instead of just using the dollar, because they're located in Europe, they didn't want to use the dollar. The truth of the matter is, he said the gold franc is defined in gold dollars, and so they didn't want to use the dollar. And so anyway, he said it was for accounting. And so I came back to him with the fact that you switched from gold to a basket of currencies. It has no bearing on liquidity or any kind of structure to the old gold system. And he said, oh, no, it in no way implies that the Bank for International Settlements is going to be creating SDRs and contributing to increases in global liquidity. Now, let me cut through all of this.
Yeah, that sounds very fancy, but what did he really say?
Well, as a friend of mine explained to me when I was talking to him about this, what he said was when they use a basket of currencies like that, what that means is on a daily basis, they can hide a lot just because they're using a basket of currencies and not a specific currency. So it gives them a lot of room, if you will, to conceal, because they could also be, because these currencies fluctuate so much against one another. Now, he explained it to me as that they would even out, that if the dollar was down and the euro was up, that, you know, all they do is sort of even out. But on the other hand, it allows for, if you will, a lot of manipulation because there's no one true value.
Well, I think it's so interesting. In 1966, Alan Greenspan wrote this. In the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. There is no safe store of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holding illegal, as was done in the case of gold. The financial policy of the welfare state requires that there's no way for the owners of wealth to protect themselves. This is the shabby secret of the welfare state's tirade against gold. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. Let me repeat that. This is what Alan Greenspan wrote in 1966. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. Gold stands in the way of this insidious process. It stands as a protector of property rights. They understand what's happening. And, of course, this, the only way that people can protect themselves is to have something solid, not being in a fiat money system. That's why people of great wealth are going into gold. That's why the Rothschilds have got out of fixing the price of gold after 200 years. AIG has got out of fixing the price of silver after decades. And, of course, they're going to let these markets certainly afloat. I believe that the Rothschilds and AIG are going to move into solid metals. Certainly that's what Warren Buffett is doing. And he's a friend of the Rothschilds. They're protecting themselves. And when the house of cards comes down, what's going to happen to the little guy? Well, let's go to Carlos, who's calling from Carson City. Hi, Carlos.
Carlos, question here for John Vian and you, Mr. Monteith. You know, in 1933, the FDR confiscated gold, right?
Right.
So who's to prevent the government when we have this economic debacle and everybody goes into gold and precious metals because of the instability of the currency? Who's to prevent the government with their high technology, their satellites, to know precisely where everybody hides their home, gold or silver or whatever precious metal they may have? Who's to prevent the government from coming in and confiscating it again? I don't think the investment in gold and silver is a sure bet. Not only that, another question is, Joan, I think, has mentioned that in order to have the world government, all currencies must be equal. Now, that would take some time, wouldn't it? I mean, this is really a couple of questions here that I'm...
All right, well, let's just take one question at a time. Carlos is saying, look, what's to prevent them from trying to confiscate gold again? But I think that you have to know what happened in 1933. But how would you reply to him as he says, oh, well, just don't go in, just don't do anything because they're going to confiscate it from you anyway?
You know, I hear what you're saying, and I have had to answer that question, and this is how I have answered it, right or wrong or indifferent. Something is better than nothing, okay? Will they confiscate it? I don't know. I don't know if they will. I don't know if they can. The bottom line is they have the ability, Carlos, to manipulate the price. They have the ability to manipulate the price of not only the commodities, but they can manipulate the price of your house. They can manipulate the price of the stock market, the bond market. Most people have their money in money market funds. While they maintain that the value will never drop below a dollar, absolutely it can. In other words, what has happened since 1971 when Nixon did something so profound and so historic that has reverberated again and again and again around the world, greater than the shot that was fired at Lexington? The bottom line is that he took the entire monetary system of the world off of a gold standard or a tangible. Not since, you know, Abraham with Ur of Chaldees, you know, where they traded whether it was animal skins or animal skins, clothing, raiment, jewels, gold and silver, what have you. Okay, not since that time has the world been on a trading system that is backed by nothing. And so as I look around, I realize they can take my house from me. They can do all kinds of things for me. But the thing that I would like to do, there are two things, and this is not part of your question. I think that if we as Christians are in the hollow of God's hand and our heart is right and our minds are set on Him and doing His will and being found in Him, that just like He feeds the birds and the sparrow, He will protect us and keep us, all right, no matter what that means. And I think that I'd much rather have some versus none, just like I'd much rather have other items that I think might appreciate in value versus nothing. I mean, you know, the bottom line is maybe we'll be trading aspirin and toilet paper.
And, of course, Carlos, they can always come in and take your house, too. So anything else you'd like to ask?
Well, I mean, so investment in gold is like an interim measure, really, to stay alive for the moment. But once they decide to really collapse the economic system, as some people are saying that by the year 2012, we will not have enough money to even to pay the interest on our debts here. And that's probably when maybe they might decide to collapse the economic system. So investment in gold, and that is just a strategy to stay alive in the interim, right? Basically.
I think that's a very fair way of saying it. I mean, you know, it's like having food in the bin, you know?
remember the old golden rule. That's who you are, the gold rules. And if you don't have confidence in gold, then go into silver. They've never thought about confiscating silver. Maybe they will. Of course, you can't trust these people because they want the power. And they will have the police force. They will have the military. And, of course, what we have to do is get people to understand what freedom's all about, that these people are violating the Constitution by the own definition of the Terrorist Act. They are terrorists because they want to change our form of government. And they certainly can't do it through the electoral process, so they're doing it through simply dictatorial policy. Hey, we're going to have to run, but thanks so much, Carlos. Jeannie, somebody called in and wanted you to finish your thoughts. You were talking about housing.
Housing. Let me just
let's get back
here
to that before we have to let you go.
From everything I've seen, from everything I've read, let me say this. In New Zealand, housing prices, no matter where, have risen 34% in 2 years. The Central Bank of New Zealand basically came out and said, housing price bubble, the only way we would have a drop, a real drop in the value of housing is if there is a real drop in the number of jobs. So in other words, I think I have to agree, he doesn't see a drop in jobs. He does see perhaps an adjustment of 5% in housing, but that's about it. And I think I have to agree with that. I do not believe the value of housing will be coming down in any real way. I think we are where they want us, where it's going to be real hard to live.
Well, I think that, of course, I feel so sorry for the young people coming along, you know, just getting married. There's no way that they can afford these houses at these phenomenal rates. And right now, of course, maybe they can get into them with nothing down and at very low interest rates. But they're adjustable rate mortgages. And when those mortgages get up to 7, 8, 9%, why, they're just not going to have the money to be able to pay them. This is the tragedy. Because you see, everything is artificial. We have nothing solid behind our currency, and there's no incidents in all history where a nation has gone and a fiat money system such as we have, and that nation has survived. They tried it in ancient Greece. They tried it in ancient Rome. They tried it in France in the early 1700s and the late 1700s. We tried it here in America during the Revolutionary War, printing the continental currency, and it ended up not being worth a continental. And of course, it was tried in Hitler's Germany. It was tried in France. Argentina has been tried in Russia. Why should we think that our leaders would be smart enough to pull this off? Whereas Aristotle had said, you know, very wisely many years ago, that there's nothing wrong with fiat money, as long as, of course, you have rulers who have absolute intelligence, and, of course, kings with godlike intelligence. So we never will see this, and I don't think they're going to be able to pull this thing off indefinitely.
Well, I don't either, Dr. Stan, and therefore I think what people need to understand, first of all, knowledge is power. They need to understand truth, and I really thank you for all that you're doing and your wisdom and your brilliance and the fact that you spend 5 hours a day on radio trying to wake people up, because you see they will not be able to make the right decision, the best decision, without not only the truth, knowing truth, but also having an opportunity to pray and prepare.
Amen to that. Well, we've got about two or three more minutes now. What are the other thoughts you'd like to leave with our people today? You know, certainly Carlos is suggesting maybe gold isn't a good investment. Or silver. What do you think about silver? What do you think about perhaps a gold or silver stocks, at least as something that has an opportunity of maybe keeping up with the inflation that we see coming down the line, as they have to have some way to meet the debts of the government with these massive deficits. If the foreign countries ever stop buying our bonds,
right,
they're just going to have to monetize the system, and that'll create runaway inflation.
Absolutely. Let me just say that I agree with everything you said. But I would also say this, that we are going to have to rely in a very special way, and we are going to have to grow close to the Lord Jesus Christ like we have never done before. If we think we're close to God, we had better figure out how close we are, because we're going to have to get closer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
There's no such thing as being closer to God in the day and the hour that we're going into.
You're absolutely right. We got Mike calling. Mike, a quick question. We're just about out of time.
Yes, hi. Joan, if you had magical control over your congressman, what would you ask him or tell him to do about the way our money is controlled? How do we change it? How do we get rid of the Federal Reserve?
Actually, I think Dr. Monteith referred to it. We have a global mafia that's ruling over us. There's no way, to be honest with you, that we're going to get rid of the Federal Reserve. They have such great and grave power over our government that the senators and the congressmen, I think, quake in their boots when they ask Alan Greenspan questions when he goes to Congress once or twice a year to talk about what he's doing and not what they are doing or the power that they have to do.
Have you read The Creature from Jekyll Island or The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, a couple of books we have?
Yes, I've read most of Griffin's book.
Okay, fine. We're out of time, Mike. We got a real problem, and we need you to help us get other people. I'd suggest you get my latest newsletter. It doesn't have the answers. We'll solve the problems of the world next month. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling, Mike. And certainly, Joan, thank you for so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure having you here at Radio Liberty. Bye-bye, and thank you.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is, or has been, a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention, if you don't have a Big Berkey or a Berkey Light water filter, and if you're living in California, all you can get is the Berkey Light, you ought to give serious consideration to getting it, because, of course, they're dumping all sorts of things into water all across California, and they're putting in arsenic and lead, and, of course, the most frightening is the fluoride that they're putting in, and we don't know what's going to happen with this new government edict that they're trying to pass through to forcibly fluoridate the water, but this is a poison. And if you have any question about that, you need to get our four tapes out on water fluoridation. Or if you'd like to see a copy of the letter that the head of the EPA Scientists Union put up, these are the scientists who work for the EPA. Well, you can get that on keepersofthewell.org, that's keepersofthewell.org website, or if you don't have access to the internet, why, we'll be glad to send you a copy of this letter. And of course, the scientists know that it has a terrible effect on the mind. It poisons the mind. It's dumbing. It actually destroys intelligence. It destroys the endocrine system. It destroys the bones. And that's why they're putting it in the water. And people say that couldn't be going on. They wouldn't do anything like that. Well, would they lie to us about weapons of mass destruction? Would they lie to the American people about what happened at the Gulf of Tonkin? Would they lie to the American people about the sinking of the Maine back in 1898? Would they lie to the American people to involve us in wars? And I'd like to suggest they would. And these same evil people would poison our water. You need to understand about what's happening, and you need to get yourself a Berkey Light water filter or a Big Berkey and get the post filters to go along with this. Be concerned. Be very, very concerned, because they're poisoning our water. Why? Well, because it creates Alzheimer's disease, among other things. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we have a basic underlying theme in all of our programs. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and there really are evil and wicked people out there. And many of these are in positions of great power. They control the media. They control our educational system. They control our government. They control the reality of most of the people in this country. And if you'd like to document what we say, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, going into what the Rockefeller, Wynn, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations have been doing for a whole century. This book was actually written in 1958, but it changed my life, and nothing has changed. And it shows how these people of great wealth are pushing socialism and Marxism. Why do you think that John Kerry is the most socialist senator we have? He's a multi. His wife is a multi-billionaire, or billionaire anyway. She's got $1 billion in one place and another $500 million in another. So why is he pushing socialism? Very simply, because that's how you increase your power. But the average individual doesn't understand. That's what it's all about. Foundations, Their Power and Influence is a book that changed my life 40 years ago, and we've kept it in print. We think it's so vitally important. If you've never read it, you need to get it. It's based upon the writings of the Council for a Congressional Committee that was commissioned by the 83rd Congress to investigate what the Rockefeller and the Ford and the Carnegie Foundations were doing in those days. And just as today, why, of course, the Ford Foundation is funding this whole illegal immigrant movement and encouraging people to violate our laws. Why? To create chaos in America, to create a multicultural society so they can play one racial group against the other. If you want to document that, I have a more recent book called Importing Immigration. I believe it's called Importing Immigration, but certainly the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence is the book I'd suggest that you get, because it is historical. In fact, I think it's one of the five most important books in my library. And then, of course, to understand the monetary system, Professor Quigley's book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, an inexpensive, small little book. Ed Griffin's wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, explaining the conspiracy that led to the formation of the Federal Reserve System, sold to the American people as, this is how we're going to keep the wicked bankers from exploiting us. Actually, it was set up by the very wicked bankers that people were trying to escape from. They're so much more clever than we are, or let's say they're more devious, and they're able to conceal what they're doing from the average American. And then certainly the little book called Fiat Money Inflation in France, if you haven't read it, you need to get it, because it tells what happened 2 years ago, 200 years ago, in France when they did just what we're doing today. Reading that book is like deja vu all over again. You can get all of the books by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of my latest newsletter, which deals with what Warren Buffett's doing, what Alan Greenspan really believes, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the August newsletter. We'll be glad to send you a copy free of charge. Of course, we hope that you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, so that you'll want to subscribe to our newsletter, but we'll send you a free copy gladly. Or you can go up our website. It'll be posted there within the week. Remember, we're having a conference, an all-day conference on the 6th of November, right here in the Monterey Bay, North Shore Monterey Bay, at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We hope that you can come, but you're going to have to let us know, because we having lunch, we have to know how many people are coming. And we hope you'll come and bring your friends. We'd like to get a great turnout. You'll meet people from all across America, and hopefully this year, as previous years, from across the world, who are concerned about what's happening and this move to destroy freedom as you and I know it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Come and bring your friends. That's the 6th of November. But we have to have reservations ahead of time, because lunch will be served. And, of course, until tomorrow at the same time. This is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.